In our struggle for the emancipation of European civilization, there is unknown to many a powerful instrument of geopolitical multipolarity in the heart of Europe. The free territory of Trieste is created by Article 21 of the Paris Peace Treaty of 1947 and enacted by Resolution Number 16 of the United Nations Security Council. At the time, it was thought as a necessary geopolitical equalizer in that war torn Europe, representing a danger to NATO geopolitical interests. It has been under illegal Italian occupation since 1954. The free territory of Trieste is by international law demilitarized, neutral, and endowed with an international free port in one of the most strategic points in all of southern Europe. Located in the northeastern part of the Italian peninsula, Trieste is the gateway to the sea, to the heart of Europe, connecting the Germanic, Italic, and Slavic worlds, which has historically made it a prime strategic spot, and to this day remains the biggest port under Italian administration. The biggest element of multipolarity is the International Seaport of Trieste, created by Annex 8 of the Paris Peace Treaty. This means that all nations of the world, including those not aligned with the West, have the right to access this strategic Trieste port and by consequence the European market. The peace treaty guarantees its neutral and demilitarized status. This way no country could militarily occupy the city and port and use it for its strategic monopolar ambitions. With the establishment of the FTP in 1947, the present province of Trieste passed under the administration of the Allied military government, while Zone B, which included the present Slovenia, Croatia, under the Yugoslavian administration. The split between Yugoslavia and the Soviet Union in 1948 marked a turning point for our question. The Allies began to see the Arcos, the FTP, as a way to bring Tito under their sphere of influence. During the years of the Cold War, the Trieste question was famous in all the world and was considered one of the hottest diplomatic points, with the Soviet Union strongly supporting its creation. After years of negotiations, in 1954, the civil administration was transferred to Italy and Yugoslavia. Formally, they were tasked to safeguard international law. However, from the outset, this responsibility was ignored due to, as we can imagine, the ambitions of US imperialism. But with the emergence of a new multipolar world, the question is again relevant. In March 2019, the Italian government and China signed an important commercial agreement that included the port of Trieste in the Belt and Road Initiative. But after protests from American imperialism, the agreement was of course just recently cancelled. China, however, managed to enter the free port of Trieste by buying the strategic terminals and has increased in the last decade the flow of goods from the port by over 400%. How? By leveraging international law. They know that that's an international free port, no matter what NATO says, no matter what the Italian puppet government says. The local political struggles for this cause reached major popular support in 2013. But as it always happens with dangerous causes in our occupied Europe, the movement was soon infiltrated and destroyed by the puppets of US imperialism. Aware of the serious threat international law in Trieste could pose, the US and the European Union are developing the so-called Three Seas Initiative, subjecting even more the port of Trieste and the whole of Europe to strict NATO control. The impact of our goals goes far beyond the borders of the free territory of Trieste. This could possibly become the Achilles heel of all the NATO bloc. For the cause of multipolarity, pressure must be exerted on the Italian state at local, national, and international level so that the truth can prevail. Thank you.